Dear Audioboo listeners, this is Will Knott, and I'm wondering if I can get some advice off you guys. See, I am in a choir. We sing secular 18th and 19th century pieces. Having said that, there's pieces in there written by Christopher Marlowe and William Shakespeare, but the music was put together a couple of centuries afterwards. And there's two concerts coming up. One on Friday the 15th of April in Yule, which is actually being recorded as an album, and one on Saturday the 16th in St. Finbarr's Cathedral. How do you promote these? I also have another question of how to get the music onto iTunes, but we'll leave that by for later. Now, these pieces have been out of copyright for, at least a century, so there's no worry about that, so we can record rehearsals. So that you then have the piece of music and then it gets uploaded and you all can hear little snippets, maybe hearing some of the instructions. So an attempt was made tonight. I was actually thinking it would be wonderful to talk about Calendo and show Calendo in action, or rather listen to Calendo in action. Calendo is like largo or pianissimo, the actions in music that you only ever really see when you have the written sheet music in front of you. And then talk a piece, or rather get the choir mistress, in our case, Hilary Reynolds, to talk about the pieces. So have a nice series of, piece by piece of the music that's going to be done, little snippets of it, parts of the rehearsal as you get some details and some of the history behind each piece. Sounds wonderful. Well, the recording was beset with interesting technical problems. I think it's going to be very, very rough. I'm actually using her equipment rather than my own, because my own is a phone, which still cuts out after 5 minutes. So even if it was recorded and then extracted later on, you can't really do a full 3 hours rehearsal and then stop every 5 minutes, run to the phone and back again while you're in it. If you're a bystander, maybe, but not while you're actually in the choir. I'm actually asking you guys, how do you promote, or how would you promote a choir? This isn't the same as promoting a band. The rules are slightly different, I think. Mainly because, we're starting from scratch. While the pieces are out of copyright, do you want to go and upload everything? We don't have the recording to go and give that part of the music away for free. So, what would you do? How would you go about it? Especially considering that it's going to get about 2 hours a week in order to get stuff set up and out there, because I've got too much stuff in the way, if only I was getting paid for what I'm doing. And so I'm asking, how would you promote two concerts? What would you put in? Now, at the moment, I've got the Facebook events, and Facebook is dicking about making the events unavailable at irregular times. No, seriously, the concert in Yule, when you go and try to get to it, Facebook will tells you, go away. This event is currently unavailable. Please try again later. And when you do, this event is unavailable. Please try again later. I've managed to get in a few times, but if I can't get in and I created it, how on earth do I expect the people I invited to get in? Oddly enough, the show on the Saturday in St. Finbarr's is a lot more accessible. Just in this basic, should I wipe and recurate, or is there some setting I can do to make it always available? Is there any venues that I can promote? Is there somebody in, say, Lyric FM I should be contacting? Is there somebody in 2FM I should be contacting? Is there an interest in finding out how to put together a choir in Cork, or what we do? Please, if you have any ideas, let me know. Get back to me. I'm on Twitter, I'm at Will Knott. On Audioboo, I'm Will Knott. Heck, on Facebook, I'm Will Knott. You should be able to find me. That's WILLKNOTT. And let me know what you think. Thanks.